Judy Osowitz has been practicing organic farming in rural whitefish for 36 years.
I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen a lot more demand for organic. I've seen a lot more supply of organic, which is a good thing. You know, to have both, it's wonderful.
Osowitz mentions working with local food banks, as well as farm-to-school efforts that also have students growing, harvesting, and eating their own food.
And it's really important to, you know, to get the kids eating healthy food and understanding that it can be grown in their backyard. Montana is a net importer. We used to be a net exporter of food. The Flathead had 48 dairies. We now have two.
One of those dairy farms is Kalispell Creamery. The other, owned by the Brenneman family, recently stopped production and will be closing up shop. Osowitz says organics stand out as a growing sector in the agriculture industry. Vegetables from Terrapin Farm are a staple at the weekly summertime farmers markets in Whitefish. Osowitz also cultivates plants for their seeds. There's a burgeoning effort to create local, organic seed sources.
One of our challenges here, as far as vegetable production goes, is we have short seasons. So we want to be developing seeds that work in our short seasons.
Osowitz says having an organic seed is important, as well as following organic practices while raising the crop. She says national standards require certified organic farmers to plant organic seed when available. Osowitz says the demand is growing, and the regulations are moving toward requiring all organic foods to be grown from organic seed.
I don't want to plant seeds that aren't organic. I don't want to plant a seed that's been chemically treated. I don't want to plant, a lot of the seed treatments are genes, they're genetics, genetically modified.
What Osowitz calls a Seed 202 class is part of the upcoming Montana Organic Association Conference at Flathead Valley Community College, December 12th through the 14th. It's looking at not just saving seeds, but adapting seeds and maintaining their genetic integrity. Genetically modified seeds and crops are also on the agenda. The conference is hosting an open-to-the-public kickoff documentary called GMO OMG. It will also feature a session with Montana State University Professor William Dyer in a lecture titled Biotechnology and Genetically Modified Crops, What's All the Fuss? As well as shop talk about organics, including best practices and certification. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.